name of Jesus. Amen. And hearing a crowd going by, the blind man inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, have mercy on me." And those who were in front of him rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Dear saints, this blind man, blind Bartimaeus, Mark actually names him, gives him a name. He gives this amazing prayer, this amazing cry of faith. And here in this text, you see that your prayers, dear saints, your faith is immediately met with a struggle. You see, your faith, it is not in yourself. It is in someone. And your prayer is not to yourself. Your prayer is to someone. And because our faith is in someone, because our faith is in Jesus, this means that there is going to be opposition to our Jesus. There's going to be opposition to our prayers. Our faith and our prayers are immediately met with conflict. Now, there are a ton of texts where Jesus is asked to have mercy, and he immediately answers. There are a ton of prayers that you pray that are answered without conflict. But not so with this one. This prayer is met with opposition. This prayer is met with a rebuke to be silent. His prayer for mercy is first met by those who oppose him. Your faith, dear saints, your cries for mercy to the merciful one, they are not met with conflict. There are those that you have in your life, those that surround you, that can mock you for thinking that God is good. Because we stand in this world in the midst of so much evil. Or they might even mock you for thinking that God can forgive you. Because they actually know you. The people who know us well might be the ones who actually oppose God's forgiveness, because they know what our sins actually are. But they're not just general sins. They're crimes against people. But above this, outside of ourself, there is conflict, but there is actually conflict within ourselves too. We can often be the one to stop crying out to God because we can actually convince ourselves pretty quickly that it seems that our cries are falling on deaf ears. That we cry out and there's something like a force field between our cries for prayer and our Heavenly Father's ears. We could be our own rebukers. We could tell ourselves to be silent. We can actually tell ourselves, stop praying. Do you think that he actually cares about you? Do you think that he's actually listening? Do you think that he actually exists? And this is a conflict that we have within ourselves. And there's this conflict that I'd like for us especially to consider today. And I don't know if you experience it, but I sure know some people who do. There is this conflict of thinking that you're actually annoying God with your prayers. Do you ever get annoyed with yourself? You hear your voice and you're whining and you're complaining and you just get annoyed with yourself. Now, there might actually be something to this, something good. Because we are called to live a life of contentment. We're called to be thankful for that which we do receive. And so there might actually be something good when we get annoyed with ourselves and our complaining. But on the other hand, I think that we can actually sometimes begin to think that we're annoying our Father in heaven, that we're nagging him about our petty problems, or that he is going to get frustrated with us. Because when we confess our sins, they are often the same sins. I wonder if we would hook up like a loudspeaker to our brain when we were confessing our sins. That'd be frightening, for one thing. And it would be embarrassing. But I wonder if the word that we would hear the most often from each and every one of us when we're confessing our sins would be this word, again. Compare yourself to what love is supposed to be. And do that every Sunday. And I wonder if our confession would go something like this. I have not loved again. I have been impatient. I have been unkind again. I have been jealous of other people's life and fortune again. I have insisted on my own way. I have not considered others. I have not submitted to others again. I have been rude again. I have rejoiced in the sins of others because it gave me an opportunity to judge them and to think that I am better than them. Again. Repeated sins, repeated crimes. And that is what our sins are. They are crimes against each other and against our God. They would get annoying to us. And we might begin to think that our Lord actually gets annoyed with our cries for mercy. Or that he actually gets annoyed with our prayers when we attach this word again to it. What an awful feeling that would be. What an awful feeling that is if you've experienced it. See, no one likes to be annoying, let alone annoying to God, who might be the only one that actually hears their cries, who might be the only one who actually has enough patience for them. I know that's the way I feel about myself, to think about who would have enough patience to bear with me. And I think our Lord is the only one. See, if fears of being annoying, dear saints, if fears of repeating the same old sins, if that prevents you from confessing the same old sins, or if fears of being annoying because your prayers have gone unanswered and you don't want to say them again, repent. And if that feeling pops up again, repent again. Because Jesus, your Jesus, is not annoyed with you. Nothing could be further from the truth. His love for you is patient. His love for you bears with you. And it bears all of your sins to death even death on the cross. He is kind towards you. He is not annoyed. He laments. He laments over our falls into temptations, but he rejoices. Along with every single angel in heaven, he rejoices when we repent, even when that repentance is again. He is never annoyed with you because he sees you as his beloved, spotless, sinless bride. He is never, never is he frustrated with you for the amount of times that you get into trouble, even if you've caused yourself that trouble, because he loves to deliver out of trouble. When blind Bartimaeus is asked by Jesus what he would have him do for him, he gives a profound response. He says, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And there is something so much more profound to this than is at the surface. Because every single miracle that Jesus does, every single miracle was done by the prophets of old too. The lepers were cleansed before Jesus became flesh. Some dead were raised before Jesus became flesh. But this miracle right here, the recovery of sight, it is limited to a miracle that only happens through God himself. So when Bartimaeus asks Jesus, "Lord, let me recover my sight," he is asking Jesus to be God for him. And that is what you are here to do today. You are here to cry out to your Lord for mercy. You are here to ask him to do a miracle, to forgive you, to provide for you, to cleanse you. You are here to ask your Jesus to be God and to be God for you. And his answer is that he loves to have mercy. His answer is that he cried to his Father, "Into your hands I commit my spirit," on the cross. He has destroyed your death. He has forgiven your sin, and he is present to answer your cries for mercy. We are persistent sinners. And he is a persistent forgiver. Amen.